Welcome back to Gemara Tainas, learning together today, Daf Yud Gimel, that's 13. Learning as always for the merit that our hostages should return home, their soldiers should be safe, that Israel should emerge victorious. And today, we are picking up, we had just mentioned what the schedule of the day is on a fast day, and within that we said, let's pick up from there, Hechi Av Gemar Baye, Mitzafra, this is the bottom of Yud Beis Mabeis. We spend the day scrutinizing and doing a cheshbon nefesh of how we acted. During the third quarter of the day, we read the Torah and Haftorah. Right, this came up in Megillah. We daven shenemar v'yikimu al amdom v'yikur b'sefer Torah Hashem l'kem revias hayom. So we say in Nehemiah that during a fast instituted by Ezra in Nehemiah, they stood in their place and they read from the book of Hashem. Their God, one quarter day, and one quarter day, they confessed and bowed down to Hashem. Says the Gemara, picking up from where we left off yesterday. Maybe you could say the opposite. Maybe you could say they read the Torah during the first part of the day, and they read the Torah the second part of the day. And they davened during the first part of the day. So sekadai dach tiksev ve'elu yaspidu kol chered v'divrei Elokei Yisrael amal hagol. And to me gathered all who hastened to the word of God of Israel regarding the transgression of exile. Viksev, and says afterwards, mincha erev kamati mit'anisi. And at the time of the evening offering of mincha, I arose from my fast. Ve'efrosh kapei el Hashem, and extended my hands to Hashem. Thus we see your diving at the end of the day. Also we see you're extending your hands as part of prayer. Like the way the Sfarim do. Omarav from Bar Papa, Omarav Chizda. News topic, and that is going to be about washing and anointing oneself during a fast. Kol shumishim avel, any fast that's on account of mourning, go on Tishbav, like Tishbav. The avel, and an actual mourner is mourning the death of a relative. Asr b'mecham b'mirtonin, it's forbidden to wash, whether it's hot or cold. So this is, by the way, just an interesting idea. And I had the conversation about this with Rabbi Yonatan Sacks once. We were at a wedding, I think, or an engagement party. Do we say that every single fast day has some sort of element of tshuva? The idea of anisim is nafshoseichem, of afflicting oneself, which leads to tshuva, or could there be a fast that's merely and strictly only about mourning? So I wanted to say, I believe then, that you could have a fast that is strictly about mourning, that's what Tisha B'Av is, and he wanted to say that even Tisha B'Av, and he's going to obviously be right because he's Rabbi Sacks, Tisha B'Av, while it's primarily about mourning, there is a tshuva element to it, and you can certainly see that as the day progresses and we start transitioning to a regular fast in terms of saying the Haftorah of a regular fast, which is Dirshu Shem Yimatsu, all about tshuva as well. Okay, that being said, Tisha B'Av, in a fast that's about mourning, it's forbidden to wash. Anyway, Kol Shutane, but any fast which is more about afflicting oneself because of trying to get oneself into the mindset of tshuva, Kontaina Sibor, like a public fast day, Becham and Aser on a hot day, a hot water is prohibited, but Tony Mutter, you can wash oneself with cold water because there's no pleasure there. It's just to clean oneself off. Omer of Idi Barav, Afan and Nami Taninak, I look the same thing, don't listen to our chatzos, they lock the bathhouses. Meaning, why they lock the bathhouses? Very simply, because anyone who wants can wash themselves in the lake or the river. It's just the bathhouses where you get hot water, and the reason they're locking is because one's forbidden in a public fast day to immerse themselves in hot water. If Tony was really Aser, would the Mishnah say they stop up the rivers? Of course not. I mean, that's impossible. Don't infer anything from here, because like, what's the alternative, basically? Omar Rav Shishabari Rav Edi says, no, you got it all wrong. My father had a following issue with the Mishnah, which led him to make this inference. Once the Mishnah says it's forbidden to engage in washing himself, why did it say lock the bathhouses? That must be that to wash oneself in hot water is prohibited, but in cold water is permitted. Okay, and what about Rav Chisda, who says even cold water is prohibited? So he says anyone who has an obligation to go to the mikvah goes to the mikvah in the regular manner on one of these fast days, which includes Yom Tishba and Yom Kippur. So this is working with the assumption that tefillah b'zman a mitzvah. This is my focus of going to the mikvah on time is a mitzvah. This does not apply necessarily to nowadays when a woman goes to the mikvah, because then it's already pushed off multiple days because of chumras we have of Rav Zeira, and therefore one can make an argument that it's even if you want to say tefillah b'zman mitzvah, which is what Chis is saying, means it's mitzvah to go to the mikvah the moment you're, you know, as we learned in Megillah, you're a zav, let's say, your days are up, so go to the mikvah, mitzvah, or whatever it may be. Here, we're not going to say so because it's not a mitzvah. Or one can actually, there is an argument that's made that nowadays, since Chazal redefined what the zman is for going to the mikvah, so then when a need to go to the mikvah, it is considered a mitzvah. Be it as it may, right now, Rav Chis is saying that even on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, a person will go to the mikvah, even though we know it's forbidden to wash. B'mai, Ilein B'cham. So what's the Mishnah talking about? If it says in hot water, Tefillah B'zman Mi'ikah, you have to go to a mikvah in hot water. It's not invalid. There's no psul to go to a mikvah that's cold. So why would if you have to avoid immersing in hot water, go to a cold mikvah. Moreover, Shuvan Ninu. He wants to argue, and this is a little difficult, which is for reason we'll see in a minute. But he says the only way to get hot water, or the most classic way, is you put it in a big pot and you cook it, and that makes the water disqualified because the water now went into a pot. And the water, in order to be kosher for a mikvah, can never have been in a vessel. El abatonin, so it must be it's cold water. The chayav feels ain in shachrini lo. And there, what we see from here is that we're dealing with cold water because the mikvah has to be cold. Right? They didn't have our modern day heating system, and the fact that there's a special dispensation to say that someone who's tefillah b'zmana mitzvah, so they go to the mikvah, they can go in cold water, but everyone else can't go. So that's a bad inference. Why? Because we're talking about the chamei teveria, the springs in teveria, which are naturally a hot body of water, and we're saying there only someone who has an obligation to go to the mikvah can go in those, but everyone else can't. What about a regular cold bath, so that everyone can take? So Ihachi, if this is true, Emesefa. This doesn't cohere with the conclusion of the Braisa. Amr Chanina Skanakwanim that Kadaihu Basisrola Avid Love Tvila Pamachis Mishana. Rachnim Skanakwanim said it's worthy to miss out on Tvila Bismana on once a year, meaning on Tishba, because we're more into destruction. The Amr Bitsoni Mutter, and if you tell me it's permitted, there's a way to go to the mikvah that it's with cold water, Yirchatson will let him wash with cold water. Why would Chiz to say, look, it's worth missing out once a year if there's a perfectly permissible way to go to the mikvah in cold water. Must be that one is not allowed to go to the mikvah even in cold water, and therefore we say, but can you go when it's filled with mana, when it falls out on Tishba? The answer is, you know what? More in the Chorban, and you'll go a day late. Amar Papa Basre Delo Shliach Tonin. So he says, no, maybe he's talking to a place where there's no cold water available. I don't know. You're in a place like, the only place to have cold water is natural. Again, because a mikvah can't be tap water. It has to be coming from either rain or a spring. And we're talking about a place where all the valid mikvah is coming from an underground spring, which is warm. Okay. So we have no conclusion here. Tashema. Tashem Ras Malacha. When the Mishnah says it's forbidden to work on a fast day, Lo Omer El B'Yom. We're talking about the day of the fast day. So even a fast day, even if a fast day begins at night, in this case, the work is only prohibited during the day, which we saw yesterday. They say it's prohibited to wear leather shoes. That's only in the city. On the road, it's permitted. So in Tisha B'Av, if somehow you're in a place where you only have your leather shoes and you're traveling, you can wear them. So wear your shoes on the road. You enter the city, remove them. Okay, so that's all good. Well, what's the problem? What's our challenge for Chista? And we said it's prohibited to wash. We said only one's entire body. Once permitted to wash their hands, face, and feet. Similarly, we find with someone who's excommunicated and someone who's mourning, they're permitted to wash their hands, face, and feet. By the way, there's an interesting discussion that comes up about on Shabbos. Can you wash your hands, face, and feet on Shabbos as well? Not for now. My love, Akulu. Does this not relate to the going back to the whole Mishnah? Meaning to say that if you say you're permitted to wash your hands, your hands, legs, and your hands, face, and feet, that it's talking about even a mourner. Who am I asking? And what type of water are you dealing with? Even if you say that we're talking about hot water, we say that even a mourner can wash your hands, face, and feet. Can a mourner wash your hands, feet, and face in hot water? A mortar is forbidden to put even a single little finger in hot water. El Abitzonin, rather we're referring to cold water. Thus, if we're referring to cold water because the mortar is included in this, therefore we see that on a public fast day, one can wash their entire body in cold water. The issue is only hot water. He's wrong because the Mishnah clearly says the only dispensation is for hands, face, and feet, and we're clearly talking about cold water. It can't be hot water. So the only dispensation to wash is just a part of your body in cold water. Look, we're talking about chamin with the kasha love. And this that we said, that Rav Sheshe said, that a mourner can't even dip their hands in hot water, finger in hot water. So how can it be? How can it be, therefore, that our Mishnah is talking about a person washing their hands, feet, and face in hot water? The nude of Avel. And he says, so you find these laws relating to a menuda and an Avel. This is Asha'arakai. Not talking about washing, rather the other prohibitions found in the Mishnah, but not the washing. The washing is exclusively referring to the fast day. Okay, what does that mean? That means our Brisa can support Rav Chisda talks about that we're talking about on a fast day. Maybe you can wash your hands, feet, and face in hot water, your entire body in cold water, like Rav Chisda. Okay, Tashma, so let's challenge Rav Chisda for somewhere else. Amar of Abba Cohen, Mishum Rav Yosi Cohen, Maiso Meisu Banash Rav Yosi Ben Chanina. Rav Yosef ben the son of Chanina died. Sorry, the sons of Rav Yosef ben Chanina died. He washed in cold water all 7 days. Thus, we see, contrary to Rav Chisda, that he washed his entire body in cold water. Right? Because Rav Chisda had the distinction that on a fast day, you can immerse in cold water, but a mourner cannot immerse in cold water. So what we're effectively doing now is we're challenging Rav Chisda from the fact that we see that here is an oval immersing in cold water, and thus we can say that we have to reject all Rav Chisda again, because here's a holy Rav Yosi Kohen, who's telling a story about the son of Rav Yosi, the son of Rav Chanina, Rav Yosi, the son of Rav Chanina, who washed in cold water, even though he was a mourner. So asim kisheta fuhu avel havin, because no, that what happened there was two, he had actually mourned 2 weeks in a row because of just the tragedy of losing two sons. And the time, let the rice is the kavua avela zechazeh the hichlet sarah mikelatar umachnes besus of amayim. That if someone has a prolonged avelos, as in two avelos in a row, so we actually give them a special heter dispensation a to cut their hair with a razor if it gets too heavy. Right, the only prohibition of a razor is on the face. We're talking about the hair, and they also can launder their garments. By the way, we see from here laundering otherwise would be us, which we're going to mention in a minute. So, what do we see from here? That this doesn't refute Rav Chisda. The reason that in this particular situation, this Rav Yosi washed was because, even though he's a mourner, is because it was a unique situation. Om Rav Chisda, betar, avalob misraim. You can cut your hair with a razor, not with scissors. B'mayim, v'lo b'nest, v'lo b'chol. And you can launder your clothes with water, but not with dirt or sand. Or I can add in ash. Why? What do we know about that? So as we know from this past week, those were cleansing agents they used to use. Om Rav, avol mut l'uchatz b'tona kol shiva. A mourner can wash the entire body in cold water during Shiva. Midahave abisu d'vchamra. Why? Because just as he's permitted to eat meat and wine, even though they provide enjoyment to him, so too he can wash in cold water. Mace face, we're gonna object to this, and the Gemara is gonna be a little confusing because it's gonna repeat itself twice, just with the ikad de'amri, like one sem say like this, some say like that. Ain't a bogeres which I'll novel as atzmo. A bogeres, that's a girl who's of marriageable age, she's 12 and a half, is not allowed to make herself unpresentable. The days her father's mourning. Meaning to say she's mourning for her father, we say try to, you can still, as we'll see in a minute, do certain things to say you remain attractive, because when people come over to the house, she wants to get married and she doesn't want to look unpresentable. Hanara, however, a Nara, a girl who's not of marriageable age yet, Rasha is permitted to make herself look unpresentable. We'll see in a minute, like not wash herself. Well, let's see. My. So what are we relaxing? Which halacha are we relaxing for the Bogeris to say you should be presentable? La brechitza, are we not talking about when washing myself? Meaning to say, you can wash yourself when you're, even though you're mourning, because we want people to find you attractive. Ubamai. Ilei b'chamin, if you say we're talking about hot water, and b'gars rashai. No. Amar Rav Chisda, aval aslav, that's b'chamin. It can't be talking about hot water, because we know a mourner's not allowed to even wash in a single finger in hot water. El labitzon, but rather in cold water. Thus, we see a bogeres as a unique dispensation to wash in cold water, whereas everyone else cannot. And this goes against Rava, who a minute ago said that a mourner is allowed to wash in cold water because it's no different than consuming meat and wine. Lo, akolopirkos. What are we talking about? Basically, she can use makeup and braid her hair. Those things she's allowed to do, whereas everyone else is not allowed to because it's not appropriate for an oven. Okay, let me say, Leon, bring the following proof. Damarav Abba Kong Yishim Rav Yosi HaKoin, Umeisi Bona Shrav Yosi HaKoinina, Verachas Bona Kol Shiva. And I can bring a proof because that you can wash in cold water, because the aforementioned story of Yosef the Cohen, whose sons died, who washed in cold water. Amr, they said, Hassan, we just sent him in to go, because talk for Avelaz Achazah. He had a succession of mournings one after the next, and that's why he had a special dispensation. Did Tanya, talk for Avelaz Achazah, when someone has a period of mourning that falls one after the other immediately, Hichasar Mekel Tar, if his hair becomes heavy, he can lighten it with a razor, Umachas Success Maim, he can wash in water, Amr of Chizta, Bitar, Vlob Avalom Misraim, the Maim, and that's a Loch Avala Ohel. And with water, but not with dirt, not with sand, and not with other cleansing agents. Thus, we see that he had a special dispensation, but you can't say from there, we learn that you can, an Avil can wash in cold water against Rava, or not approved to Rava. Ikad Amri, some learn just have it, again, it's the same idea. Rava, Avil Asmat Sonish Kol Shavai, and mourn is permitted to wash in cold water all 7 days. Ma'ashim Basikya, Ansik Mara, now ask, what do you mean? So again, this is also rubbish, another way of learning it. But he's allowed to have meat and wine. Why are you allowed to have meat and wine, which is pleasure, but not washing cold water? There, he does it to ease his anxiety. You know, he's very sad and upset and anxious over losing relatives. We say, washing yourself is not going to ease your anxiety, but eating meat and drink a little wine, that will make you feel a little better, so you're allowed to do that. Lema misayele. So perhaps this corroborates the following. Ain't a bogeris, Rasha, leave lots, my bogeris, not let him make yourself unpresentable. Hana, Rasha, Manara is. Imai, what are we talking about? Elaine Bacham, we're talking about hot water, and because Rasha, because can never certainly wash yourself in hot water. Bummer of Chizda, I will also lotion as Bacham, because the Avil is not allowed to wash in hot water. El Abed, so we're talking about cold water, and what we see from here, that a Bagaris can wash cold water, but everyone else can't. This proves now Rava, who said the Avil is not allowed to wash in cold water. Lo Akilba Percha. No, we're talking here that it's, she's allowed to, what's it called? It's about putting on makeup and braiding her hair. Excellent. Amr of Chizda, Zosa Meres. So what's the, Avil Asir B'Tizko B'Toch Boses Kol Shiva. One thing we can learn from here is an Avil is not allowed to launder the clothes all 7 days from the fact we just mentioned this previously. V'Hil, so how do we paskin? Avil Asir B'Kol Guf, an Avil is not allowed to wash their entire body, B'Mecham B'Mitzonin, whether it's cold or hot, Kol Shiva all 7 days. Upon a raglav, B'Cham and Asir B'Mitzonin Mutter, but just his face, hands, and feet, and hot water is forbidden, and cold water is mutter. Avil Asir to anoint yourself feel called shu asir. You not even anoint yourself at all. In it's to remove the dirt. Mutter is permitted, and this can be a dispensation in terms of even maybe perhaps wash yourself off really quickly. Tzilsa the Tinusa Hechim Dakum. Snegmara wants to know as follows: when it comes to by the way, when it comes to a public fast day, can you wash yourself? So the Mishnah Berurah says, look, the Mishnah Berurah says that there's those who are say that on a public fast day, it's better not to wash up in hot water, but you're once allowed to. It's only Tisha B'Av when one can. Okay, we talked about adding the Anenu Tefillah. When do we add it? So we had a machlokas, you add it around, when do you add it? Correct. Tzils Nusa Hechim Amidakrina. Ad Rav Huda L'Rav Yitzchak Barei B'Dar. She said as follows. Yochach Kibbalav Tainas, an individual set upon himself a fast. He adds a new bracha between Goal and Refeinu Hashem. Okay. An individual establish another bracha for themselves. You add a 20th bracha, or in this case, it's a 19th bracha, because Gemaras usually work with the assumption that there are 18 brachos. And the 19th bracha we add, say now, Vilaminim or Vilamashinim, that was added later. So can you add this 19th bracha? So Amar therefore Amar of Yitzchak, El Amar of Yitzchak, B'Shomei Tefillah, you add it in Shomei Tefillah, B'Chein Amar of Sheshit, B'Shomei Tefillah, and Shomei Tefillah, which is what we do. This is what we do when we're davening as a Yachid. Okay. Meisve, Ein Bein Tzimber LeYachid, El Shizem Esbal Shemon Esrei, V'Zem Esbal Tesha Esrei. So Gemara is actually unclear. When we say a Yachid versus a Tzibor, what are we talking about? At this point, the Gemara is working with the assumption we're talking about a Yachid as a individual fast, versus a tzibur, which is a public fast. So what we have here. Okay, so that's all good and well. So what's the problem? My yachid, what do we mean by an individual? Or my tzibur, what do we mean by public? Elim yachid mam, should we say an actual individual? So the vitzibur shliach tzibur, and the tzibur refers to a public. Refers to the shliach tzibur. Meaning to say, it could be a fast day where the individual who's davening accepts upon himself a fast, and therefore they add in shmat tefillah. The tzibur is a shliach tzibur that day. Ha tisha aser esim arba havi. But we learn, and we'll learn this in a few pages, that on a public fast day, the shliach tzibur actually adds in 24 brachas. They add a number of brachas, a series of new brachas in there. So we can't, when we say Yachid and Tzibur, we can't be talking about the Shliach Tzibur and the Yachid. El Lav Hachitomer. Ain ben yachid kibul lav tanis yachid. The yachid kibul lav tanis sibra. There's no difference between an individual accept upon himself a personal fast, an individual accept upon himself a public fast. El shemes ba'al shmon esrei is emes ba'al tishrei esrei. Except that one a personal fast, which is a private fast, is 18 brachas, and you add in aneinu during shomei tefillah. Whereas if yachid it was accepts upon himself a public fast, so he adds in a 19th bracha between Goal and Rifa'inu. So Shema Mina, Yachid Kavod Brach Lasma, we see from here. Therefore, as an individual is able, in fact, to add on an extra bracha for themselves, so long as they've added, meaning they're accepting upon themselves to fast a public fast as an individual. No. Maybe that's not what public means. Lo Milcha, Shil Tzibar, V'Kal Kashalai. So maybe you say, no, we're talking about actually the Shliat Tzibur. When the Shliat Tzibur davens, they add in an extra bracha. Didn't we just say Shliat Tzibur, he adds in 24 blessings. He has 24 blessings, an additional bunch of brachas. So we say, no, begin with time to be shown. This is talking about the first three fasts. Remember, we had a series of fasts. The first three of them, the Lekas and Arba, you don't have the extra 20, the extra blessings. You don't have 24 blessings. You only have 18. And then the 19th added in of Aneinu. Below, this can't be. Why not? Va'in bein katani. We wrote there's no difference between the first bein gimel shanos legimatzmos between the first three fasts and second three fasts. Elsh ve'elu matur mesiz malacha ve'elu also mesiz malacha. The Mishnah told us the only difference between the first three and the second series of three are the first three ones allowed to work, the second three ones not allowed to work. Ha lechav dal is ever the shoven. The implication is that everything else, including the 24 blessings, the shliat tzibur adds in 24 has 24 between whether it's the second or the first series of fasts. So we have a problem. When then, what does Tzibur mean? Tzibur can't be the Shliat Tzibur because he's always adding in a number of blessings, not just one. Tanya Vishayr. So this says, no, maybe we said there's no difference and we left over other distinctions as well. My Shayr, the Shayr, these 24. Vesu Va'ain Bain Katani. We have a problem. What's the problem? The problem is that Ain Bain is a limiting clause, meaning to say there is no difference except this, not except this. So why would you think there are other things as well? Except this, and then all the things I didn't mention, that's not what Ain Bain is. That's not how it exists. So clearly, from the fact that it says there's no difference, that this is the only difference that we're going to stipulate, the only exception. Ella, Tani Visura Kamaisi. So what are we discussing about? So maybe when the Brisa says there's no difference, it's talking about regarding the prohibitions. The tefillah ma'ariv is not talking about the prayer, the tefillahs as well. Meaning to say that when we say there's no distinction between the first fast and the second series of fasts, and that we're talking about in regards to the prohibitions, the only prohibition that's different is the second series of fasts, we layer on the prohibition of working. When it comes to tefillah, there is a distinction there as well, that's not the subject of our Mishnah. Bibas ema, so that can all be good and well. So then therefore in the first series of fasts, the Shliat Tzibur is the one who adds in this 19th bracha. Or perhaps you could say during the middle series of fast, they don't either say the 24 brachas. And that's why. So meaning to say, so when then does the Shliat Tzibur added only a 19th bracha between Shemet, Geula, and Rifu'enu, that's during the first three and the second three. So all is good and well. Lo, it can't be. But Tanakh said, Ain ben gilash diyos l'sheva achrona. So no difference between the three middle ones, the seven last ones, El Kishabom, it's Arim, and all this Achanus, because we said our Mishnah, these ones were crying out and were locked in the stores. Halachol Debrayim, but everything else, Zev Zeshav, and they're equal. And now the Gemara says, if you want to tell me, Hachanami, Tani Mishar, we left over the brachos, Va'in Ben Katani. It says no difference, meaning to say the only exception is this, nothing else. Okay, so then how are we going to conclude this? We'll have to wait for tomorrow. I wish you all a wonderful day.